This is episode 2 for Seriously Potter, the best podcast brought to you by the youngest podcasters in the business. I'm Divya.
I'm Vanessa. She's Carmen.
I'm Gina Marie.
And I'm Marley.
And I'm Natalka.
Okay, so welcome to Seriously Potter
2.
Yes, 2. As you can see, we have some new people today. Jordan and Mallory were not able to join us because they're volleyball people. And so we've got Marley and Natalka joining us and Gina Marie. Yeah. Okay, so let's start out with the news.
Okay. The French slipcovered for Beetle and the Bard was released yesterday. It features Dumbledore reading a book while taking notes. And it's 41 days until Beetle and the Bard is released. You can reserve that at your local Borders, and I believe Barnes & Noble. If that's wrong, don't send me hate mail. Noble collection includes Half-Blood Prince items,
including Marvel Gun String.
Thank you.
I.e. the Resurrection Stone, Slytherin's Locket, Harry's, Hermione's, and Voldemort's wand on a wall mount, and last but not least, Ron's heart necklace, which is kind of weird. I guess it's like that thing Lavender gave him in the 6th book. And it's just a necklace and it's a heart.
Do you think it's inscribed 1-1?
That'd be pretty good.
Wow.
Columbus Day sale at Scholastic Online Store with sales up to 10 to 30% off.
Can I talk now?
We are also... Yes, you can, Carmen.
Okay. Cool.
So... Last Friday, the Twilight trailer was released. We might discuss that a bit later.
Darn yes. Twilight. Yes.
Okay, many HBP pictures, Half-Blood Prince, released on an almost regular basis.
Sweet.
There was a picture of Luna's lion hat, which was pretty weird. If you Google it, I'm sure you can find it.
That's what Divya wants for her birthday.
Okay, so...
She actually made one, so...
Yeah,
really?
I actually ordered it online. It's completely different, but it's cool. So, many birthdays this week. Happy birthday to Ian Hart, 44, who plays Professor Quirrell in The Sorcerer's Stone.
Happy birthday to you.
Also to Tiana Benjamin, who plays Gryffindor Chaser Angelina Johnson, and Will Theakston, who plays Slytherin Seeker Terrence Higgs. They are both turning 24. Happy birthday to Christian Coulson, 30, who plays Tom Riddle in The Chamber of Secrets.
He looks like a monkey and you smell like one, too.
He was pretty good. Daniel Radcliffe is mourning the loss of his grandmother, who died on October 2nd.
Repeat that?
Daniel Radcliffe is mourning the loss of his grandmother, who died on October 2nd. So let's just have a moment of silence for his grandmother.
I thought you said that his name, I thought that you said that he was Monoglossi's grandmother, and I was really confused.
Okay, and last but not least, Middlebury College is holding an inter-college Quidditch World Cup. Pretty cool.
Good luck with that.
Okay, so, as you heard on our last episode, episode 1, we gave you a preview of dueling, which is where we pick a Harry Potter character and a Twilight character and discuss what would happen when they duel.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be Twilight?
Yes.
Could it be like a character from a Disney movie?
Maybe.
Is the mic picking me up?
Yeah, we'll try that.
And for clarification, we are not trying to turn the two fans of the two series against each other.
Why not?
Carmen, there's so much hate in the world.
Twilight,
like, why are we trying
amazing,
to create
though.
Hate against religion?
Okay, we need to stop now.
We aren't trying to create hate at all. It's just
that
cool,
mic
okay?
is not picking up my voice.
Yes, it is, Carmen.
I was yelling, and the Mrs. on the screen.
See, that's just not okay. Yeah. So anyway, today we are doing Edward Cullen versus Harry Potter.
Da da dawn.
So, let's just go around and see what we think about who would win the duel, and then why, and if you haven't, and then we'll see about rebuttals and anything. So,
dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, so no interrupting people.
Okay, Carmen, you're first. Who do you think would win, Edward Cullen or Harry Potter?
Well, I've never read Harry Potter, and I've never read Twilight.
What?
So
why are you here, then?
Because I wanted to be on a podcast. Well, I read them a long time ago, and I just read a chapter of the first 5th book yesterday during study hall that Divya lent me. So, considering what I know about Harry, he's pretty anger management. And Edward Cullen's kind of ugly in the new movie. So I'm pretty sure Harry Potter would definitely win because, I mean, come on. The author of Harry Potter is like the... She and Oprah tie for, like, the richest person in the whole wide world. And I was just like, who's the author of Twilight? Whoever she is, nobody knows about her.
And another fact that we missed in the news, sorry everybody to go off topic, but Harry Potter is so popular that J.K. Rowling makes $9 every second.
Whoa.
Woo!
Okay, so back to dueling, and it's Vanessa's turn.
Okay. Yes, Carmen, it was you. I'm not really sure, because there's... Like, is this a duel to the death or just a duel?
Just a duel. Like,
okay.
Oh, please, duel to the death.
No. So I was going to say if it was a duel to the death, then maybe Harry had to win because the only one who could kill Harry was Voldemort.
And wait, can I cut in really quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I mean, it's not like what could Edward Cullen do to him? Bite him?
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
no, exactly. No, but
suck
Harry.
His blood.
Yeah, but Harry can, like, put spells on him and jinxes on him, make him die, make him torture,
exactly.
You know, keep him away. Well, he can ride his broom around his head, hitting him with stuff. I'm serious. Whereas Edward Cullen is like...
Well, no, we don't know what, if you can cast a spell, like, on a vampire. We don't know what it does to them, if it just bounces off, because in the Twilight series, they're made of stone.
But he has a broom.
They're not made of stone. Their skin is stone. Marble.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just discuss what we know about vampires. Vanessa, what do we know about vampires?
Okay, their skin's like marble. They cannot sleep.
They're ugly.
Vegetarian vampires, they have golden eyes.
Well, the other ones who eat humans have red eyes.
Why are we even giving the information when we have our amazing Twilight people over here? You guys go.
They're very strong.
Super speed.
Gorgeous.
Some people have superpowers.
Yeah, some vampires do.
Gorgeous.
Okay, so, we also know that wizards have all these spells and charms and everything.
Not so, quite so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Carmen!
Okay, so... Let's go to Gina Marie. Gina Marie, who do you think would win?
Harry Potter, because he can cast all kinds of spells. Like if Edward tries to bite him, you can just put like one of those bubble
shield charms.
Yeah, those things, and then he can't. Edward couldn't bite him.
Yeah, cause he can't get through.
If
yeah.
Edward bit him,
Edward
just
is lame.
He'd be a vampire wizard.
Yeah, and also, like, Madame McConfrey could just suck the poison out of his veins again before
McConfrey.
Madame Pomfrey. Pomfrey could do something.
But
we
also,
don't
I mean,
know.
Also, Edward Cullen is so obsessive about Bella that he probably couldn't even think about dueling Harry Potter. I mean, Harry Potter would be like, duel me, and he'd be like, Bella!
Well, I don't think Harry's the kind of guy who would be like, duel me, or I'm gonna go and kill her.
No, but Harry would be like, no. I don't know, you know, actually it'd be pretty cool if J.K. Rowling and the other person combined their books, sort of, then it'd be really
Lame.
Cool, and they could have this whole, like, Lame. Thing with Bella and Harry.
They're
I
two
agree.
Different, but they're, like, two
so
different,
different
plots.
Two different
they couldn't go
it's,
together.
And it's
yeah.
two different
you know,
rates,
I think
too.
I think it would be possible.
But Edward could get invited to Hogwarts.
That'd
oh,
be
that,
pretty
that's
cool.
That's stupid.
Never.
Okay,
no, I don't think
okay, let's
cool.
go to Marley with her thoughts.
Okay, well, I guess either one of them could really win, but... For some reason, I don't know, I thought Edward, he could bite him, but, and you guys are saying Harry can put all these spells on him, but Harry isn't invincible, let's face it.
Good
let's
point.
Shun Marley.
No,
okay.
We love you, Marley.
On to Natalka, and then it's me, because I'm your favorite.
Okay, this is all going to be a surprise to
but,
you.
But,
Carmen, shut up.
I was doing it for Divya.
Shush. But I think it depends. Like, if vampires couldn't attack wizards because of the spells, because, like, the charm, like, might actually work on them. So I think Harry might win, but...
But I'm...
Carmen!
I don't think the shielding charm would work. And plus, Edward's a lot faster, so even if Harry did try to, like, spell him...
spell that was
the best. Place a spell.
It might not work because Edward's really fast, so he'd, like, run in circles around him and confuse him.
did we clarify, does the shield charm only, stop kicking me, Carmen, does the shield charm only work against spells, or does it work if, like, someone's running at you?
I'd like to bring something up in
my ankle inches.
Like, in relation to that.
Okay, so in the 7th book, when Ron returns, Hermione's about to attack him, right? But Harry has Hermione's wand since it's broken. But, so he casts a shield charm, and so Hermione can't get it wrong.
Oh, okay.
So we do know that it can, like, block them out. So, my thoughts.
Yes, your thoughts.
Okay, so I am kind of mixed up on this, because I've read the Twilight series and the Harry Potter series, but I am a Harry Potter person.
What?
I didn't know you read Twilight.
I did, yeah.
Hmm.
So, I think it depends. If, like, Harry's, like, an older wizard and he's an auror already, he'll be much more advanced, so he'll know more spells and everything. But then again, Edward has his speed, so you don't know if the spells can beat speed. I mean, he's not, like, as fast as the speed of light, but he is pretty fast. Also, I don't know if the spells would work against him, because, like, Hagrid, he had, like, a ton of, in the 6th books, like, a bunch of people are coming to take him away or whatever like that. So they shot, like, 4 or 5 stunning spells at him, and it, like, bounced right off, because he has, like, the giant blood in him. So if Edward's skin is more tough than Edward's skin, or no, if Edward's skin is more tough than Hagrid's skin, it probably won't work, but we really don't know. So I'd say it's a draw.
That's actually a good point. Another thing is that in the series, we haven't seen that much of a vampires. We saw one in passing.
Sanguini.
In the 6th book at the Slughorn's party. And so Harry, unless it's when he's older and he's been an auror or whatever, so I don't think Harry has seen that many vampires. And even if he has seen vampires, he's seen the J.K. Rowling version of vampires and not the Stephanie Meyer, how do you say it?
Meyer. Does anyone know how you pronounce your last name?
I bet
she does.
It's Meyer, I bet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he hasn't seen her version of the vampires, so maybe, they're going to hit me. Maybe he has no clue what to make of them. And we have heard that Harry is very good at dark arts, or defense against the dark arts, but Harry's great at dark arts! no, but, like, maybe he won't know what to think of this, and he'll just be like,
Yeah, like, also, I mean, Edward, isn't he so, like, totally pale? I mean, really, I think is that Edward kind of, no, hear me out, because for all we know, before he and Harry duel, Edward, well, you know most spells, like the spell that makes you all tortury?
Oh, Crucio?
Crucio. The Cruciatus thing.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't the spell run through your blood and make your blood, like, curdle or something, which is how it goes?
No, like, I've heard it described as, like, 1,000 white hot knives piercing.
Yeah, but in, like, in your blood.
It's
but,
in
like,
your blood? Okay.
Yeah, but, like, Edward doesn't seem to have a whole lot of blood. I mean, he's kind of pale. And so
Edward doesn't have blood.
No, he's a vampire.
Well, he doesn't have blood, so the Cruciatus curse might not work on him. And for all we know, he could have drunk in the blood of some really powerful wizard or creature. Or he could have drunk the blood of a unicorn. So, like, for all we know, Edward could have drunk in the blood of someone really, like, powerful. And so that way he can't be hurted.
All we've heard that, the only humans that Edward's told us he's killed is that one guy who was, like, attacking this girl in an alley. That's all we've heard about Edward's human eating-ness.
No, actually, for the first decade, he, like, attacked humans because he didn't like Carlyle's way of life. Then he came back
Carlyle's way of life?
Yeah.
Carlyle, he's the father.
Yeah. Carmen, you really need to read the books.
Really?
Yeah, Carmen.
Well, this is a Harry Potter podcast.
Good
but
point. She hasn't read Harry Potter either.
What? Yes, she has.
I read them a while ago.
We're off topic. So, we also have to bring up Edward's mind reading. Okay, so Edward could read Harry Potter's mind, but Harry has the skill. He doesn't have the skill, but he has the occlumency.
No,
yeah, but
Harry
stuff he did with Snape.
Harry
he
is
keep, yeah, practice. Occlumency.
Harry
yeah.
has never been good at occlumency before.
Yeah, but he's, then he's, but yeah, in the
he's never been good at it.
But in the seventh book, it does say when he's burying Dobby, he found out a way to block out Voldemort. It's like anger, you know?
But that brings us back not... to the point of, like, if, like, the spells can affect vampires or not.
Yeah. So, well, occlumency is mainly blocking your mind. And we know from the books that if, like, Alice is not concentrating on something else, she can hide things from Edward, so...
No, but that wasn't occlumency. That was just something that Voldemort didn't like, so Voldemort stayed out of Harry's mind. That's not...
What?
Yeah, no, because remember, Voldemort didn't like, like, the grief of love or something like that.
He didn't like the
connection so that kept, so Voldemort, psh, I don't want to spy on his mind, so lovey-dovey, whatever.
Yeah,
but no, but, like, but that's not true occlumency, that's just Voldemort saying, psh, I don't want to deal with this snooty teenager. But that's, Edward's not going to be like, I don't want to deal with this kid loving something, because Edward also experiences love.
Yeah, but Harry can see into... Voldemort's mind, too. It's not that Voldemort can see into Harry's mind.
Yeah, it's Voldemort's way. He's not using occlumency.
Harry is using occlumency to keep his mind out of Voldemort's mind, because it's not he can't control when he goes into Voldemort's mind. So he uses occlumency, which is basically grief, you know, to block his mind so he can't go into Voldemort's mind. It says that in the seventh book.
That doesn't seem healthy, though.
But
grief and anger to,
it isn't
to
anger.
Block your mind, because it seems unhealthy. And so while he's all grieving, trying to block his mind from Edward, Edward could get him. He could attack him. Also, Edward could attack him spiritually.
No, what it said in the book is that the easiest way to block him was grief.
But that's Edward not is right. not going to be blocked by grief.
I
Edward's
know,
not
going to
be blocked by grief, love, or anger.
I'm not saying that he's
going to
talking wand, children.
All right,
I've got
as
it.
Of now, we're
I'm,
using a remote control as a talking wand.
And I've got it first. So... What I'm trying to say is, it was easier for Harry to block himself from going into Voldemort's mind with grief. I'm not saying he has to use grief to block his mind from Edward. So I'm just saying that as he becomes a more experienced wizard, he can probably get better at occlumency and probably most likely block his mind from Edward. Because basically what occlumency is clearing your mind and keeping it empty.
I have a question. Okay. Okay, I have a talking wand now. Dang. Oh, I mean, I don't know if this is possible, but how do we know that Edward hasn't read the Harry Potter books?
That's a good point.
Because I'm serious. If Edward knows everything there is to know about Harry Potter, and Harry Potter knows everything there is to know about Edward, why don't they just call it a draw and go back to their own books?
I think we're talking as though the books don't exist.
You don't have to talk
in real life. I'm just trying to clarify this.
You have to raise your hand, like Natalka and Marley. But Natalka's a Twilight fan, so Marley gets it first.
What?
Marley's
a Twilight
fan, too.
I have the remote now, but I'm like both. I'm both, but I mean... One thing that we have to bring up is, like, would they even recognize who each other were? I mean, Harry looks like an average, and so does Edward.
No,
like,
Edward
I
looks
mean,
creepy.
He looks creepy, but he looks creepy. But I mean, like, nobody suspected that in Forks.
He's creepy in a hot way. So.
Okay, so
Put your arm behind your ear. It's bugging me.
No, I will keep my hair in front of my ear. Not. Okay. Talka?
Yeah?
Do you have a thought?
She did not. Okay. The talk is going to Vanessa.
Okay, guys. I think that about wraps up our discussion. Cause
oh, come on. It's only, like, what, 19?
We have to get onto our character
because
discussion.
Because we have a character discussion.
Oh, I thought we were wrapping up the podcast.
No, we aren't wrapping up the podcast.
Okay, before we start the character discussion, let's just go around and see what we think the outcome of the duel would be. Carmen?
One word.
Edward.
Okay, Natalka.
Edward.
Marley.
Edward.
Vanessa.
Edward.
Oh my god!
Harry.
Jean Marie.
Harry.
I would have to say a draw.
I think
it all depends. That's my opinion.
It really does.
All Neville! Right. Neville!
No, that's the end of this conversation.
Okay,
so stay tuned for the week after next episode of Dueling, where we will have another one,
and
we have to decide.
And email us who you think would win and your reasons why. We will give you the email information at the end of the show.
End of the show.
Podcast.
Thing, whatever. And next Podcast. We will... Carmen! And next we will be discussing Dolores Umbridge, who we all love.
Oh, I love Dolores.
She's like the counselor from last year.
We should call her Lori.
Okay, say that. Before we start the character discussion, I just think we should look up who is the actress who plays Dolores Umbridge. So
wait, we need
to
cut in here really quick. If you are our counselor from last year,
Natalka
was making a joke. Just a joke.
We all love you.
It's a good thing she didn't clarify which counselor.
That's true.
Okay.
Talking to either one of you.
But just some... So while Divya is searching for who plays Dolores Umbridge...
Explain the character discussion.
What? We just heard that. No whispering.
Anyway, so let's get some basic facts. She's a pureblood.
Basic facts.
Well, we're assuming she's a pureblood.
She is a pureblood.
Because the way she acts is like a pureblood-ish way.
And she's really proud of that. She's also obsessed with the ministry. She loves everything
the ministry
does.
Yeah, she is like the secretary to the ministry.
But also, I have a question. Yes. Is she like working for Voldemort? I wasn't exactly sure of that.
No, she's not.
She's working for the mind-boggling, mind-brainwashing.
She's working for the man.
Stupid idiot asshole man.
Carmen.
He is.
We have to edit that.
He drives me crazy.
Well, we need
a bleeper. I have to agree though. Fudge is.
Jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't cuss often.
Okay.
At all. But we find out that she's not working for Voldemort in the fifth book, but in the seventh book, she's working for the ministry,
which is basically
Voldemort.
It's under the control of Voldemort.
So it's working for.
Also, what if she was brainwashed?
The ministry
could brainwash her. Seriously, who would do that to a random celebrity kid? I mean, for all we know, she could want his autograph.
Yeah. No, I don't think... She's enjoying it too much.
She's brainwashed.
No, I think she's enjoying it way too much for it to be brainwashed.
I think she's a creepy brainwashed lady.
Okay, so we're online
working
right
for
now.
A beep.
Who plays Dolores...
As Divya thinks out loud.
Umbridge.
Woo!
Umbridge. Isn't that the weirdest name?
Umbridge.
A lot of the names in Harry Potter are kind of funny.
Harry Potter.
There's a Wikipedia site of Dolores Umbridge. Wait, are we playing the podcast?
Yeah,
yes,
we are.
We're recording right now, Carmen.
Are we? Let's just check. Yeah.
You guys will not believe it, but there's a Wikipedia site just on Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, there is.
It's really long.
Oh my god.
And Rutz Schillingfer. Oh no,
Rufus Scrimgeour. Scrimgeour.
Oh my god.
Something like that.
The Dark Arts teacher in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Not on Google.
Okay, so let's see. I don't know. Let's go to Google.
But while Divya looks this up, let's discuss her a little bit more. Carmen said that she thought Umbridge was brainwashed because no one would treat Harry Potter badly because he's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Also, Do we necessarily think that's true?
And no, also, I think if she were a smart woman, she would take advantage of what she knew and use it for her own purpose. She could be evil, but take advantage of Harry Potter's powers instead of being so rude to him, even though she knows he's right. I think she's brainwashed.
I don't know.
Brainwashed by the ministry. That is a good
point. I don't think, when you say brainwashed, do you mean, under the Imperius curse, or they just said something to her so many times it's just engraved in her brain, so that's how she thinks? Which one, Carmen? Give me either or. Which one?
She could be under punishment of, death or torture, severe torture, if she doesn't do what the ministry says. The ministry does do things that are against their own laws. Like, seriously, they put people under the Cruciatus curse and stuff in the ministry, so...
That is
the
true.
Ministry
but,
pretty much has unlimited power, and she might be afraid of him so much.
Robert Pattinson.
Honestly.
Who's Robert Pattinson?
We're not talking about him right now.
Cedric Diggory.
Okay.
Right there.
Or
so
Edward
just,
in Twilight.
No,
he was Cedric?
No. Yeah,
guys,
he was.
Off topic.
Okay, let's just stop for a second, and I'd like to bring up a fact. Imelda Staunton is the lady who played Dolores Umbridge in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. And I just like to say, she was awesome.
Yeah, she was
amazing.
She's
a great actor.
Perfect. Yeah, She was kind of like one of those characters, like Rita Skeeter. Yeah, in the last Rita movie, Skeeter. Played by Miranda.
Shall we look that up?
No.
That's fine, Div. It's fine, Div. Her first name's Miranda, and we're sorry if you're listening. We love you. We really do. But she's one of those characters that you go into the movie, you'll be like, that is my perfect vision of Umbridge or Rita Skeeter. Oh,
Rita Skeeter is played by Miranda Richardson.
Okay.
Yep.
Rita Skeeter plays a mosquito in the play.
What?
Her character is a mosquito.
This is one of those times when Carmen has no clue what she's talking about.
Or you just don't understand her, Vanessa.
Good point.
Skeeter.
Mosquito.
Okay. Mosquito.
Let's go back to the movie. Okay, so we have to all agree that Dolores Umbridge, Imelda Staunton, who played her, was a brilliant actress. She just captured the character perfectly. Carmen. She may not have looked like her, because, you know, like the...
Really? I thought she was my perfect vision of Umbridge. I really did.
You know, because they described her as like a toad-like thing.
She was kind of described as more ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More, like, hideous, like, in her looks. Like.
Yeah.
No offense, Miss Skeeter, but you're not ugly enough to play Umbridge.
I mean, what? Miss Staunton.
Staunton.
Yeah.
I thought her name was Skeeter.
No, that's
Rita
the character
Skeeter
of the
is the
movie.
Newspaper
Read the books,
lady.
Yes.
Okay, so
have you at least seen
we would just like to say that you were a good actress. If you are listening
you
to
are
this,
awesome.
Imelda Staunton. You too, Miranda Richardson. Awesome. Okay, so let's get back
I
to
I
want to
discuss something, but first, her office. Did that creep anybody out? Was that just
me? Oh my gosh.
With kittens.
Yeah, no, I swear.
Kittens?
I just like to say that was a perfect,
the pink and the
like
kittens.
The perfect.
It was perfect office
discussion.
Yeah, we're discussing her office, Carmen.
Yes.
In the movie.
How did the curtains creep everyone out? Let's describe it a little.
No,
bit.
There was.
Okay, so yeah,
well,
let's describe
like,
it.
She was like obsessed
plates with moving cats, people.
Pink walls.
Built her entire walls.
She's like a.
I swear, I saw my cat on the wall like twice.
Okay, Magic so we. I think she has like obsessive compulsive disorder or something. It's like when Harry's about to come in, she like straightens her pens so they're just so.
Yeah.
Everything in her office is perfect.
And I think she's a little obsessed with sugar just because she put like 3 tablespoons of sugar in that small cup of tea.
Well, that's what I do. Am I obsessed with sugar?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
She's like 40 years old.
Yeah,
okay,
good point.
So,
I'm 13. There's a difference.
Let's just
my
go.
My mom's like 60.
No, your mom is not, Carmen.
40-year-old people can have sugar.
Okay, let's just go
but your
around.
Your mom's not 60.
Let's go around in the group and just say what we think of Umbridge in the book and Umbridge in the movie.
Okay.
All right, so Carmen.
Why don't we always start with me?
Because I don't
Marley.
Know. Marley.
Okay, well, what I think is, I thought that they casted a really good person to play Umbridge. She just,
Oh my God. What'd you do?
She just looks like very... Like, she had all the right, like, description. The only thing about her was that she looked, like in the book, they describe her more ugly, and then her characteristics are more, like, nice looking, sort of. And then, like, the thing that annoys me the most is the, her cough, like, whenever she wants to interrupt.
That was
everything.
Perfect in the movie.
And then, yeah, so, she was a really annoying character, but... It worked out in the movie.
Okay, we have to wrap this up.
No, we have 10 minutes, Dev.
Yeah, but we have to go a bit early, okay?
No, because we have 7 minutes between.
Oh, okay. Let's just wrap this up really quick, because we've got other segments.
Talka?
Oh, well, I haven't read the 5th book, so I don't exactly know what she's supposed to be like. But she kind of freaks me out in the movie, but I love her character, because she just, like, despises Harry.
Okay.
And we despise her.
I think her character really adds something to the books.
Mm-hmm.
And... how detailed her office was described was interesting.
Yep. Vanessa?
Okay, I think it was really good from the books to the movies. It was a really good translation, I think. But a thing I think that wasn't a good translation is in the movie, like, all the teachers, they wore wizarding robes and stuff. Well, she kind of wore, like, normal clothes. She just wore, like, a pink pencil skirt. I'm not doing well today. A pencil skirt and, like, a pink cardigan. And it was pink and scary, but it wasn't, like, wizarding. And in the 7th book, she was the one who had contempt for all muggle-borns and stuff like that, yet she was wearing normal clothes. So that's what I think was a little bit of a problem with it, but other than that, she's amazing. It was amazing.
Okay. That's what bugs me about the books, is that somewhere in the third movie, everyone started wearing Muggle clothes.
Yep. In the movies.
Movies.
So I just have to say something. We don't necessarily know that she had a bunch of contempt for Muggleborns. We just know it was half-breeds, like werewolves, Hagrid, half-giant, you know? Centaurs.
In the seventh book, it says, like, you know, she's having so much fun interrogating these Muggleborns. From where did you steal your powers? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just
I think
horrible.
It's because of the brainwashing in the ministry.
I think she's just evil. I think she enjoys pain.
Especially with, like, people. The locket. But we will go into that some other time, because we are running out of time. So, that wraps up the character discussion.
Wait, what about me?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I think that she's kind of... I think that the woman who played her really well in the movie and in the book. I think she was kind of... What?
Louder.
I think she was kind of the same... And yeah, that's pretty much what I think. I had something else, but I lost it.
Okay, so that wraps up character discussions, and now it's time for my segment, my favorite part of the show, kind of, sort of.
Not really.
I love the whole show, okay, so it's time for
she invented it.
Yep, it's time for the Quibbler Thought of the Week. Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
You guys are supposed to cheer, too.
Okay. Yeah!
Woo! I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, so I have the thing in my back pocket. Okay, so this week's Quibbler Thought of the Week coincides with our character discussion.
No, please, can I do it, please?
No, come
okay,
on,
so this week's Quibbler Thought is... So you guys know how Vilas have their ugly side when they get all angry and they turn them like birds who throw fireballs at people. Remember?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So what if Umbridge is part Vila, but she only inherited the ugly side?
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's Quibbler Thought of the Week.
Send us your thoughts.
We'll give you the contact info. Now it's time for Vanessa. It's a brand new segment. Quote of the Week.
It's actually called Name That Quote, but whatever.
Name That Quote. Yeah.
Okay, so in this segment, what we do, I read a quote, and you send me in which book you think it's from and who you think said it for, like, extra super brownie points. Okay, this is this week's quote. It's lucky it's dark. I haven't blushed so much since Madame Pomfrey told me she liked my new earmuffs. Okay, so who said it, what book it's from, and if you're super, what chapter?
Oh. And page number?
Yeah, sentence. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding on the sentence thing. And...
Oh, and give us the edition, if it's like U.S. edition, U.K. edition, just so we know.
Yeah, that's the thing. It varies from edition to edition.
Okay.
Well, crap, what was I touching? Okay, the answer.
Okay, so now it's time for us to wrap up the show. So we're just going to give out our contact info. So we are still working on some things on our website, but here is the website. Seriously, spelled as in like Sirius Black, so it's SIRIUSLY dot, no dot.
Yeah,
scratch
that.
No, that's, I'm talking about the website.
Oh, just kidding.
So it's seriously, and I just spelled it, Potter dot spruce, SPRUZ dot com. And for our email, you can contact us at seriously, spelled the same way as before, dot Potter. You know how to spell that if you're a Harry Potter freak. You have to be one to listen to this. And so it's seriously.potter.awesomeness. I'm sorry, but when I made the email, I spelled awesomeness wrong. So it's AWESOMNESS.
@gmail.com.
Yep, and that's our contact info.
And we are all working on getting separate individual emails. So you can email us individually and ask us questions, and we're hoping they'll be a little bit less confusing than our email address.
Yeah, so that was Seriously Potter, Episode 2, for October 17th, 2008. We're going to try and get on next week, so stay tuned.
But we have these insane tests that we have to take all week, so we don't know if we're going to get there.
Insanely different schedule that's different for everyone.
And
we will get some guys on. You can count on it.
Kale is in study hall at the moment, and so is Elliot.
Anyway, stay stay tuned for a new segment, which we don't have a name for yet, but it includes Hindi and Harry Potter words, or Harry Potter-related words. And I bet you can see where that's going, so stay tuned.
Bagan.
What?
That's eggplant. Okay, so that Bagan. Was... Okay, I think I've said this before, but that was Seriously Potter, Episode 2. I'm Divya.
I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Marley.
I'm Natalka.
She's Carmen.
And the report's in, and we're out.
Woo! And Gina Marie was also here, but she left a while ago.
We're recording!
Okay.
Bye. See you guys!
Bye!
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 Bye! Bye!
Carmen!
Hi, this is Divya, and you're probably wondering about the choppiness in some parts. We're sorry, that's all due to editing that we have to do. And we try to fix it, make it sound good, but it's really hard since we're amateurs. So again, sorry. Also, seriouslypotter.spruce.com does not exist. Cause Spruce isn't free, as we found out earlier this month. So, if you want to contact us and get like all these cool features from our new website, you go to seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. It's seriously spelled as in Sirius Black, potter.blogspot, blogspot.com. I believe that's all for today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for next week's episode because it's going to be full of awesomeness. So thanks and bye.